See, the problem with you is whenever we talk about dating stuff, you didn't date long enough because you hooked up with your wife so early.
Yeah, like age 10.
Yeah, so that's a problem because I was going to ask you if you've ever been on a blind date, and my guess is how could you have?
Yeah, I've never been on a blind date.
Oh
no.
God, I've been on so many blind dates. I look back at like, you know, and it's funny. I didn't go on blind dates because I was like desperate for dates. I just had a lot of friends that really liked me and they're like, oh, I know this guy is perfect for you. And I trusted them. So I went on blind dates. And what's so funny is one of the blind dates I went on, we got along really well. And he's like, this was a good date. It was a good connection. I was like, yeah, it was a good connection. He goes, but I'm not attracted to you. I was like, yeah, I'm not attracted to you either. He's like, great. But like, friends, right? I was like, yeah, like best friends. He's like, I see it. And he was my best friend for a million years. He was the man of honor at my wedding when I got married. Like, we met on a blind date and he became my best friend for like 10 years. And then he moved to London. Like, you know, it's the kind of thing where it's hard to stay in touch. I mean, we're still friends, obviously, but we're not like BFFs because when someone lives across the pond, you know, it's hard to stay in touch. It really is.
Yeah, you didn't have blind dates. You just had dates because if a guy knew you, he wasn't going to go out with you. So it had to be a blind date. Yeah. You had to pull the wool over the guy's eyes to say, no, you're going to like this girl. Once you get to know her, it's a year into the relationship, she becomes all right. But first date, no.
Yeah, you're not going to like her on a first date. Well, I think it's interesting because the thing about blind dates is you have to get to know. Okay, so you don't know what the person looks like ahead of time. And sometimes, like when you're texting back and forth or whatever, or someone just sets you up on a blind date, you're kind of forced to just, you wing it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's better than, because when you get on a dating app, you can go back and forth with somebody forever, you know, before you finally see them. And then you're like, oh, I've invested all this time with them. And now here I am meeting them. And they're just not as, this is not what I thought it was going to be. I'm not attracted. They don't look like what I thought they were going to look like, whatever. So taking advantage of the whole blind date thing, Tinder is doing a blind date option on their app now. So they have to put their personalities first is what they're suggesting they do. So Tinder decided to do this because when they actually sat down with some of their users and asked, like, what do you like? What are you looking for? A lot of people kept saying, I'm looking for authenticity. Like, that's one of the most important things. I want someone who's real. I want somebody who's, you know, I don't want those fake guys like, hey, here's my muscles. And then you meet them and they're just vapid. And you're like, oh, I thought so. You have, you know, you posted pictures of your abs. So they're looking for authenticity. So they decided it's called Fast Chat Blind Date. People have to answer a series of icebreaker questions to begin with, and then they pair you up with somebody. So instead of like my looking and being like, oh, he's hot, swipe right. Ew, he's gross, swipe left. You don't get to see the person. You answer questions like, okay, it's okay to wear a shirt blank times without washing it.
One.
That's one of the questions. Yeah.
So you're looking for a gross person and you're going to lie during that, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's okay to wear a shirt. See, that's the thing. A shirt, a t-shirt? No, a t-shirt gets washed every time. But like a button-up blouse that gets dry cleaned? I'm not dry cleaning every single time. Fuck that. That's expensive.
Yeah, I don't like these because how long did you wear the shirt? Did you wear the shirt all day? Did you wear it just when you got home for 3 hours before you went to bed? Well, then yeah, you can wear it again.
Or like me, were you laying around all day in some other shirt and were like, oh, I got to go to the store. So you put an actual shirt on to go to the store and then came back and took that actual shirt
off.
Yeah,
so that makes no sense.
Yeah. Another question is, I put ketchup on blank.
Everything that you should put ketchup on.
But I guess you have to say eggs, hot dogs, hamburgers, like whatever you specifically always put ketchup on.
Yeah, I don't like this at all.
You don't like these?
No, because they asked women, they ask women, well, what do you want out of this app? Well, I want somebody authentic. I want whatever. When they ask guys, they just said blowjobs. They don't care about ketchup.
No, but that's how they match you. Okay, so like one of the examples is no picture, Amy, 23. So one of the questions is, pineapple is the best pizza topping, and you're supposed to write either ew, gross, or truth, don't at me. So the guy wrote truth, don't at me, and Amy wrote truth, don't at me, so they got paired up.
Oh, so I'm being paired up with somebody that likes pineapple on their pizza, and so do I.
Well, you know what? It's a good place to start. You know what I mean? Like, you can start by going out for pineapple pizza. You know what I mean? Start there. It's one thing you have in common already.
Okay. But you have no idea what she looks like.
Yeah. That's the only problem. Because
and Google exists. So if you tell me your name, I'm going to Google you and I'm going to see what you look like.
Nope. That's the thing. You only know Amy.
I only know Amy. I'm going to look up every Amy in New York City.
Okay, good luck finding her. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know how I feel about it because I like being set up on blind dates by people who really know me. You know, they know what I'm looking for. They know who I am. They've seen some of the losers I've dated, so they know what I don't want. That's the kind of person that's really good as a blind date setup. But the one thing I found, like, for a long time, people would meet me and be like, oh, I like you so much. You're so cool. I got someone to set you up with. And it was just the only other single person they knew. And it was somebody that I had nothing in common with and nothing to say, or we just had, like, fundamental differences, like, you know, different political opinions or, you know, whatever, like a guy that's really into sports. No, don't give me that guy. I don't want that guy. So it's when people don't know you, they can't set you up. And that's the problem with this, because they don't ask in-depth questions. Like, you can't set somebody up on a date just because they both like pineapple pizza.
Yeah, and you're doing it on Tinder. If you're doing it on Match, that's different. I think Tinder is just a hookup app. So I could really care less that you like pineapple on your pizza. I'm just looking to hook up.
Yeah, Tinder's like Grindr for straight people, right?
So, I mean, Family Guy did a whole episode on it.
Swipe, swipe, swipe. Come on, I'm not getting any matches.
All right, Quagmire, we gotta talk.
This whole thing's out of control, Quagmire. You gotta get off Tinder.
Yeah, there's plenty of nice women out in the real world to meet the old-fashioned way.
And on top of that, Tinder makes you gross.
There was a time when you'd be more selective. When you were horny and feeling erective. Now one swipe and there's thousands to bone. All from a sex app you use on your phone.
That's the Tinder.
Right, I forgot about that. Yes.
So it's just a hookup app. If you want to get serious, then do it on Match or something like that.
Yeah, I guess they're trying to change their image. I guess they're trying to find real relationships. And I think that's the problem. Like, our generation, millennials, like Gen X, you know, those generations all really just want hookups. Gen Z is looking for something a little more serious. I'm not saying Gen Zers don't want sex. Of course they do. They're human. They're normal. But they were raised differently. Remember, they're closer with their parents. They go out in groups. So they don't have the same dating needs that we did. Like, we just wanted to get laid.
Stay in your lane. Know what your app is good for. You want to change, right? Come up with a different app and do that. But Tinder, you know what it's there for. And I think it does just fine. Right. You know, I think a billion people are on it. So leave it alone.
Right. Yeah, right. You're right. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, what you're doing is working. We think. You and I have not been on it, but I guess it works because everybody else is on it.
No, what I did do is, remember when I was, when all the apps first came out and I was still doing a lot of television, I kept getting called to different television shows to talk about dating apps and what works and what doesn't work and why it works and why it doesn't work and whatever. And my girlfriend, Dr. Robbie, who we've had on the show, she and I were talking about that we both have been called when dating apps were really blowing up. You know, she and I, as television psychologists, as shrink talking heads, we were getting called a lot to talk about it. So we were like, you know what? We should get on the apps.
I'm writing that down. Hold on. App, because I'm on the app because of work. Okay, got it. I have to talk about these things on the show. Why do you have every dating app not, ever? Because wanted... it's for the show.
No, we each chose one. We got on it with, like, you know, fake pictures, fake names. We just wanted to see what it was about. Like, I don't even remember. I don't even know what email address I used or passcode. I couldn't get on it again now if I wanted to. But I just wanted to see, like, what it was and how you got matched and all that kind of stuff. I think I did Bumble and she did Hinge. And then we reported back to each other on what happens, what doesn't happen. And I felt kind of bad because I didn't message anybody. Like, I did hook up, not hook up, but I got matched with guys. You know, I just wanted to see, because I had just finished working on, I'd read a bunch of studies and I was working on another study about how the problem with a lot of dating apps is that you don't land on anybody, or you don't really are interested in anybody because you know that there's somebody else that you can swipe. So if you go on a date and the person isn't perfect, you can be like, oh, well, the perfect person is definitely out there for me because, you know, I can just have to get back on the app and start swiping. And how, while a lot of people do hook up and do meet and it's good for some people, if you have really, 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 really high expectations, that's a problem. Or if you're looking for perfection, you're never going to find it on a dating app because people aren't perfect. So, and there was a book that was written about it called The Paradox of Choice that says if there's too many choices, we tend not to make one. So these dating apps were a really good example. So that was a study I was working on. So that was the reason. And I showed my boyfriend. I came up with some fake picture, fake name. I forgot even what name I used, like some stupid name, like Bonnie or whatever. I just wanted to check it out and see what it was. And I remember thinking, like, I'm so glad that I'm in a relationship because I don't think I would survive on one of these apps. I don't think I would do well. I think it would just be too frustrating.
I have enough going on in my life. I don't need that on top of it.
Well, I think that's what it is. You meet someone in person, they get the whole view of you. They get the whole energy. They get to feel who you are. On a dating app, you know, you're putting your best picture on there and... You know, I certainly put on a picture that was, I wasn't going to put a real picture, you know, I just put on something where I was, I heavily, it was me. I didn't use another picture of somebody else, but, you know, I mean, I filtered the fuck out of it.
Yeah, there was a story a couple of weeks ago where a girl is brilliant because she put a photo on Tinder or whatever dating app she was on, but she put a photo on there of her at her worst. So when she showed up to the date, guys were like, holy cow. Wow. You're beautiful. So I think that's the way to go. Like, we always lie about our age. We say we're 75 and people go, you look freaking amazing for 75. So.
Right. That's always been. Yeah. Our go-to is like, how old are you? It goes 60. Wow. You look great for 60.
Exactly. So when I took a picture, I took it with my head back like this and I got 17 chins and that's how I look. So when I show up, you're like, wow.